call this week the peak of the beak. It's prime time for migratory birds winging it over eastern Mass and for the people who watch them. One of the very best places they flock together is Mount Auburn Cemetery in Cambridge. Our own birdman, WBUR's Bruce Gellerman, takes us there.
Is this the cuckoo we're talking
back,
about?
So yeah. Yeah.
Just flew. Yeah.
They gather on Indian Ridge Path. It's a mound of trim grass surrounded by stately granite tombstones and mausoleums built into the hillside. This spot, overlooking Halcyon Lake, is a haven for scores of species of birds and heaven for dozens of birders.
You can see when he flitters out and then he disappears.
Yeah, it's looking away from us.
Do you see this branching over branch?
Yeah.
It's right below that.
Gazing through binoculars, their cameras focusing into the distance, they point into the trees at birds and new blossoms on magnolia, maple, and mighty oak. It's not even 8 in the morning, and some, like Chris Floyd, have already been here for hours.
That was a blackbill cuckoo? Blackbill cuckoo imitation?
You're pretty good? Are you good at it?
Oh, sometimes. That was not my best.
Let me hear one.
It's the rhythmic in little triplets. A little lower pitch would be better.
The forecast for the day calls for a monster fallout. The conditions a perfect mix of temperature and humidity, time and place.
That's a catbird, yeah. That's a member of a group that we call the mimic thrushes, including mockingbird and brown thrasher. And they include a lot of imitations of other birds in their song.
Is that it right there?
That's it, right there.
Wow, look at that.
There's another one. Yeah, they're really a very common bird to come in through in migration this time of year.
There are northern flickers and blue-gray gnatcatchers, hermit thrush, and warblers galore, songbirds with colorful feathers and fanciful names, yellow rump and chestnut-sided. Chris Floyd says birders, too, come in all sorts of hues, shapes, and sizes.
You'll find plenty of interesting people to talk to here. Yes, I've known birders who've had every kind of profession you can think of.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says birding is the number one sport in the country. Steve Mossberg, who teaches at Cambridge Upper School, is one in 50 million American birders. Up before 6, he's an early bird who catches the most frequent and exotic flyers.
People are talking about how today might be the best day of the year, but there's another couple weeks probably, weather depending, yeah.
How often do you come here?
Right in this season, as many mornings as I can, 5 a week.
What is it about birds?
It's sort of like... It's a thing that's everywhere that you don't notice if you're not necessarily looking for it. It's kind of a add of value to life. As you hear them, as you see the colors, it just makes walking down a little bit more fun because there's that little added thing that you can do and learn about and enjoy.
What do you teach?
Music.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting good at hearing the songs.
Mount Auburn, consecrated in 1831, is the nation's first garden cemetery. Here are Brahmins in abundance. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, Buckminster Fuller, and Isabella Stewart Gardner are among the 93,000 permanent residents in the park that serves as an urban oasis for the seasonally transient.
Oh, it's an amazing place.
Birder Louise Hetland is a professor at Massachusetts College of Art and Design.
The birds are flying over, and they look for green spaces in the city. So they're way up there, and then they just dive down. They fly all night. But all these trees have the food that they need. I mean, when they're flying all that time, they need to really eat.
Kind of a paradoxical place of the dead attracts so much living.
Yeah. It's funny. I've walked here for years, and sometimes I think about the fact that there are gravestones here, but mostly I see it as an arboretum and as a bird sanctuary. There's a hawk right now. And, like, there's been a blue heron over in Willow Pond, and there's been a green heron over in the other... It's just, you know, they're all over the place.
Yeah. Brilliant orange. Baltimore Oriole. They're fluorescent orange and black. Yeah, right up there.
Birder Lisa Ahrens points skyward.
They often sit in the top of the tree, and the sun illuminates their brilliant orange breasts, and it's just glorious. That's all. You don't even need binoculars for that one. The easy one.
Just look in the direction of the spring soundscape at Mount Auburn Cemetery in Cambridge. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.